AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An armed takeover of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon has ended in gunfire and the death of a protester.
Protest leader Ammon Bundy and his followers were reportedly heading to a community meeting at the Senior Center in John Day, a Grant County town about 70 miles north of Burns, where the refuge is located. They wanted to discuss their views on federal management of public lands with several hundred local residents. In a statement, the FBI and Oregon State Police say agents made six arrests. They say one of those arrested suffered non-life-threatening wounds after shots were fired and was treated at a hospital. Another individual is deceased. I'm Ross Simpson.
In Seattle, police say two people have been fatally shot, three others wounded by gunfire at a homeless encampment. Assistant Chief Robert Murner says they're searching for at least one suspect.
The extensive search was done by Seattle Police SWAT, along with K-9, multiple officers from the South Precinct, Sheriff's Department, and others. So we're fairly secure that the suspects are not in the area.
Seattle's mayor calls the shooting an active crime scene and urges people to stay away from the area. Rival presidential candidate Ted Cruz is jumping on word that Donald Trump has decided to skip the final Republican debate before the leadoff Iowa caucuses.
He announced he will not be there. Apparently, Megyn Kelly is really, really scary.
This is a Fox News debate. In the first debate, news moderator Megyn Kelly asked Trump a question about his attitude towards women, which he didn't like. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
He's having an alternate event, and he's going to invite his followers to watch that. It will lower the audience ratings for Fox's debate.
He calls the decision a blow for Fox. This is AP Radio News. Ford is recalling about 391,000 Ranger pickups because the driver's airbag inflator can explode with too much force and cause injuries. More from the AP's Tom Krischer.
They have Takata airbag inflators in the driver's side, and there was a crash back in December in South Carolina in which a 52-year-old man was killed in an accident. His lawyer said wouldn't have been that major, but the airbag activated, blew apart a metal canister in the inflator, and shrapnel entered his neck.
Big cities in the east are slowly returning to normal after the weekend snowstorm. The D.C. government snow emergency will be lifted Wednesday evening. Chris Geldart with D.C. Homeland Security says there's still plenty of snow to haul out.
We need to make sure that we have full access to our roads as soon as possible. That's curb to curb. And as we do the plowing operations so folks can get around, we create mounds. We have to clear those out.
Many people on residential streets say they still haven't seen plows. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.